Oh, it's right up there. They physical defense. They fly to the ball, holding teams to very few points. So they do a heck of a job. They get after the quarterback. 8-3. That's the only thing I view. I couldn't tell you one stat. B obviously is well schooled on the stats. Not only his stats, but every other receiver in the league. So he's got it down pat. That's receivers for you. I mean, that's the good ones are all like that. They want the ball, and they want the ball a lot. That's the challenge, making sure that they are all on the same page, making sure they all have the same calls. And in the middle of a game, third quarter, fourth quarter, we can't have a slip-up. They got to have it down pat. And we brought in a few veterans, so we'll see how it shakes out. But we got some guys. I mean, if Gabe has to play, it's not like Gabe hasn't been playing all year, so he's got a good feel, and Edwin has played in there before for us, so we'll just see how it goes. Yeah, Brandon's usually, I mean, the biggest guy out there on the outside, and he kind of does what he wills, and those guys around. So it's a different matchup for him. A bigger guy's gonna grab, gonna pull, gonna get up in his face. So kind of have to attack it a little different. I have to talk to B, see what he's comfortable running with, and go from there. Not the type of player. I was surprised by it, to be honest. He's not that type of guy. He plays extremely hard. He does usually do things the right way. I've always respected him. It kind of caught me off guard. It wasn't a dirty. I mean, you look at the play and he hit him in the head. I mean, he did all the things he shouldn't do. So whether it's a fine, it's gonna be up to the league office. But I don't think it's indicative of the type of player or person he is. No. When's November up? When's the
Friday at midnight?
Friday at midnight? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, something drastic would have to happen for me to stick around with this guy.
Hollywood?
Huh? Hollywood? That would not be drastic enough. That would make me shave it, actually. Can't be easy, especially a young guy like that. I think his career, he got injured, and then he came in and played well at times, had some tough times, had some growing pains. So to get sent down like that, I think it was tough on him at first. But I talked to him, Coach Tice talked to him, I'm sure Phil and some other guys talked to him. And, we felt like he just needed a little bit of break. And the NFL is weird like that. You never know when it's going to happen, and guys go down, and now he's back in at guard. So it wasn't too long before he got back in there.
Can you see over a 6'7" guard?
I don't care if he's 6'10". If he does his job, I'll find a way. I think it's really important. Some teams let you do it. Some don't let you do it. Last week was a really good opportunity. I thought Mike did a good job of getting me on the corner, putting us in positions to make some plays, and we made plays. We got the ball to B, the touchdown to Madden there. So big plays come out of that, but, I mean, you got to be able to run the ball. We stuck to the run the whole game, and that kind of opened up things on the outside. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure deep down it might mean a little bit something, a little something more to him. But, it's games. These are games. You move on. Whenever we played Denver in that preseason game, it's just a game. I mean, it is what it is. Guys get traded. You get fired. I think as a coach coming into this business, you know ahead of time you're going to get fired. It's just part of the gig. It is something like that. But also a guy like Matt Spaeth who comes to work and does his job the right way, doesn't ask for anything. We ask him to do all the dirty jobs for a tight end, a fullback. He knows his position. He corrects me on the run game after I call play. So to have a guy like that who, is just a true pro, a true professional at his job, get a touchdown like that, I was happy for him.